Faced with serious food shortages, the lack of medical supplies, and an inflation rate the International Monetary Fund estimates could surpass 13,000%, Venezuelans are leaving their country in droves.
We came because the situation in Venezuela, where we're from, is too complicated. We don't have any money. We are stocking up on what we can.
Here, at the Simón Bolívar International Bridge that spans the border, officials say 25,000 Venezuelans cross the bridge into Colombia every day. For some, it is a journey into unknown territory.
Things are bad, but here we go.
William is leaving his family behind to look for opportunities in Colombia, leaving Rosie, his wife of 20 years, to fend for their family.
We've never been apart before. This is the first time.
At this emergency room in the Colombian city of Cúcuta, medical resources are stretched thin. Venezuelan migrant Yasmin Cibulo is grateful her baby waited until she reached Colombia.
Y es muy lamentable, es muy lamentable. Es lamentable que uno...
It's pitiful, very pitiful. It's pitiful that one cannot receive attention. But luckily, thanks to God, how can I say, hanging on to God, God protected her, waited until just the right moment to be born.
Para poder nacer.
Pero...
The national government, in a decree that was issued in May, is now taking charge of the cost for the care of these civilians that are arriving at our hospital.
Colombian officials are struggling to deal with the influx of 500,000 new migrants. Some are proposing the construction of refugee camps to house and care for the homeless, even as Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro defended his country's health system.
We have founded a powerful system of public health, and we are ready to help countries like Colombia that doesn't have public health care.
Colombia's president was quick to point out the irony.
Todo el mundo sabe que es todo lo contrario.
President Maduro, do not pretend to use the Colombian public to cover the enormous failings of your failed revolution.
Enormes falencias de su revolución fracasada.
Desperate to save his leg, Manuel Gregorio Méndez saw three men in Colombia. The future for Venezuela, he says, looks grim.
There is only hunger, the dead, and gunfire.
Venezuelan voters will head to the polls on May 20th for a hastily called presidential election. But with top opposition challengers barred from running, some fear the situation in Venezuela will only get worse. In Cúcuta, Colombia, Celia Mendoza, VOA News.